been praying for a prodigal person to return to Christ, or maybe you were the prodigal person in your family receiving those prayers. But those prayers for the lost and unsaved can continue for years. This morning, we're joined by Nathan Hoffer, who by definition was the lost sheep. He's a former addict turned believer in Christ and was just baptized May the 12th. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me. I'm very blessed to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Nathan, can you just tell us a little bit about your story? Give us a little background.
Absolutely. So again, my name is Nathan. I am a grateful recovered addict. So to qualify myself really quickly, for years I went through this hopeless state of mind and body. I did not know how to connect to my higher power that I now today call Jesus Christ. It was very difficult, and until I hit that point of hopeless desperation and working through a program that I call Cocaine Anonymous, working through the 12-step program, which is working one-on-one with one addict with another addict, showing us how to lay out the toolkit for this spiritual malady that I had for so many years and how to learn to connect to God. So, it took me a very long time to get through that, and the light really started to shine after doing the process, going through these 12 steps, and really learning that I can't rely on my own will. I'm powerless without God. Mm-hmm. And so I surrendered myself completely to God and said that I'm no longer the director of my show. You are the director. I'm just live life on life's terms, the way he wants it.
Now, did you have people praying for you, Nathan?
I had very many people praying for me. Sometimes in the darkest of times, I didn't know. And I had many people that I go to church with that were still praying for me, friends and family. And the reason I'm here today is because of those prayers. And God was trying to send a message to me that I could not receive. And until I was willing to listen and drown out everything else that was around me, it happened. And anyone else can have this. It's amazing what can happen if you're willing to give yourself up and surrender yourself to God.
Nathan, you are a very fit person, and right now you are competing to be the next Mr. Health and Fitness. Is that right?
That is correct.
Would we recognize you from before and after? Like, when did this happen?
probably not. Being through addiction, it took the best of me. So physically, I was not in a great shape at all. It took a little bit of perseverance and dedication. And with God on my side, everything falls in place. And I'm about a year into my sobriety now. Actually, my clean date is June 2nd. And it's my peace, my quiet place where I get mm-hmm. to go and just relax and put everything I got into it.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Does the fitness and working out and all of that focus have a part to play in the recovery?
Absolutely. It's taking care of yourself. Taking care of your health, taking care of your fitness, your mental state is so important, and it just helps me relax with everything and let go of the things I don't need to hold on to.
Yeah, because most of it is not your burden to carry in the first place.
Absolutely.
Well, and the results are evident. I mean, what made you decide to enter this competition?
That was, again, this is God's work. I'm not very big on social media, but one day I hopped on Instagram and I saw something posted by the magazine, Health and Fitness, and it was just a shot in the dark. I figured I'll apply and see what happens. I got, I think it was 100-word little blurb I got to send out, and I did, and I got accepted right away. They reached out to me, sent me a text message, and from that point on, it was off and running.
Wow.
Wow.
That's wild. So I'm just thinking that you get up in the morning and you work out all day. That's what it looks like.
No, that's as much as I'd love that to be the way it is, it definitely isn't. Our bodies need to recover. We need to eat properly. And the recovery process of your body is very important.
Are there days when you don't feel like getting up and doing anything, like physically?
There are. Absolutely. Those days come, you want to close your eyes and go right back to bed. And those are the days you need to push a little harder.
Yes.
And those days are the days that I get on my hands and knees and I pray to God. And he helps me get through those harder times, the times I don't want to try as hard. And he helps me see that light. And as soon as I start doing it, you feel better.
Well, wouldn't that apply to like your spiritual life as well?
Absolutely. It definitely applies to my spiritual life as well.
Yeah, there's days when you're like, well, God doesn't like me today.
Yeah.
Yes, I know God has me right where he wants me to be right now. And that's something I've learned to accept.
the days that I might not understand or a little more, I just, those are the times I need to take a step back and see what work he is doing for me.
That is absolutely amazing, Nathan. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will continue to hold you up in prayer. Thank you for being honest with us and so open. Our hope is that we can come together in unity, because we have to be under one umbrella with each other, not a million little umbrellas under something else.
I couldn't agree more, and thank you very much for having me. I'm very blessed to be here, and I'm happy to be able to share some site experience and some hope to other people that might be suffering the same way I was.
Nathan, you are a living example of the saying, if you really want something, get out there and get it, because you don't know what tomorrow holds.
You don't, nope.
Thanks for joining us, Nathan.
Thank you very much for having me.